The third week of Bucks fixtures was quieter than usual, with Uni recording 22 wins, 2 draws and 19 losses. Here's a roundup of how our first teams got on.
In football, the men suffered their first defeat of the season, 4-0 away at Stirling Firth in the Premier North. However, the 4-0 scoreline was in our women's team's favour when they hosted Loughborough seconds.
In rugby union, Nottingham's women had a break after 2 wins from their first 2 matches. The men also had no fixture.
Meanwhile, in basketball, the men lost 84-60 at home to Derby Firth, but the women thrashed Derby Firth on their own patch, 105-24.
In badminton, the men won 5-3 at home to Birmingham seconds. The women drew 4-4 at home to Leeds firsts.
In Midlands 1A, the futsal men's team lost 7-6 at home to Trent. The women were without a fixture.
In Gaelic football, Uni recorded an impressive 31-3 win away at Newman Firth. The golf team lost 5-1 away at Durham Firth.
The women's hockey team drew 1-1 at home to Manchester Firth, but the men lost 4-2 at home to Sheffield Hallam Firth.
Hallam presented a much less difficult test for Nottingham and La Crosse, with our men's team beating them 29-0. The women's team also won 9-4 at home to Manchester Firth.
The netball team won 45-37 at home to Loughborough seconds. Our rugby league team followed up last week's big win with a 38-10 victory at home to Northampton firsts.
The squash club's first teams have been busy. The men beat both Sheffield Hallam and Edinburgh 4-1, but lost by the same scoreline to Manchester. The women are top of the Premier North table after beating Northumbria and Manchester 5-0 and Leeds 4-1.
The men's table tennis team won 12-5 on the road to Leeds first. The women were without a fixture.
In tennis, our men's team recorded a fantastic 12-0 win away at Trent's firsts, and the women beat Durham seconds at home 8-4.
Finally, in volleyball, the women won 3-0 away at Derby first, while the men had no match.
That's this week's Bucks Roundup from URN Sport. Tune in to next Thursday's show from 6pm for next week's results and follow at URN Sport.